The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our Sunday School prize-giving service. We also want to say a warm word of welcome to those who are joining us at home on the live stream and to those who are listening in on the telephone on the dial-in service. And we're delighted this morning to welcome our Sunday School children and their parents, and we're delighted again to also welcome this morning as our preacher, our new curate, the Reverend Andy Hay. And Andy will be speaking as part of our service, and he'll be joining us more formally in September. But it's lovely to have him with us this morning for this special occasion. In our service today, we're going to be acknowledging and marking the huge effort that have been put in by our Sunday School and their teachers as they have done all their learning online over the past 16 months or so using Zoom, and also use lessons at home using materials prepared by our diocese. So it is lovely to be able to acknowledge the special efforts that they have made in our service today. Just wanted to mention a few notices for the week that is to come. On Wednesday evening, our Alpha course is drawing to a close, and that's at 8 o'clock. On Thursday evening, the parish prayer meeting takes place at 7 o'clock, and that will be preceded at 6:30 on Thursday by a short meeting of the Select Vestry. Between Wednesday and Friday, we're hoping to have a gardening work party team working around the grounds, removing grass and doing a few bits and pieces around the grounds. Strimmers and secateurs are welcome, and the work will take place from Wednesday to Friday between 10 and 8:30, but there'll be no work on Wednesday between 4 and 5. Our services next Sunday, our morning prayer at 11 o'clock, evening prayer at 7. And it's lovely that we've been able to sing over these past few weeks again behind our masks, and we're going to do that as we worship God together and our opening hymn, the hymn, "Give Me Oil in My Lamp, Keep Me Burning."
Thank you.
Our service today is the service of morning prayer. Beloved in Christ, we come together this morning to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, and to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. So let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today, as part of our service, we're going to say together the words of our psalm. And in this psalm this morning, there's an acknowledgement that sometimes life can be very difficult and challenging, and the psalmist recognizes the importance of the Lord's help in that. So we're going to stand together and say Psalm 130 together. Out of the depths. Out of the depths have I cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears consider well the voice of my supplication. If you, Lord, were to mark what is done amiss, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you shall be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits for him. In his word is my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the night watch for the morning, more than the night watch for the morning. O Israel, wait for the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all their sins. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. And we're going to respond to that psalm by singing our next hymn. Sing it through twice. It's a hymn of celebration and praise. Jubilate, everybody.
Thank you.
If you'd like to be seated for our Bible reading. Our Bible reading this morning is from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians in the 8th chapter, beginning to read at the 7th verse. But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. I'm not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. And here is my advice about what is best for you in this matter. Last year, you were the first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so. Now finish the work, so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have. Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard pressed, but that there might be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn their plenty will supply what you need. Then there will be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little did not have too little. Here ends our Bible reading. Today in our service, we're going to be acknowledging the work of our Sunday school and the efforts of all our pupils online and the teachers and all that they have done for us. One of the things that our vestry has been doing in recent years has been trying to support children's work in different ways. One of the organizations that we have been supporting through our allocations is the work of Scripture Union in schools. And we might wonder, how has that work continued when so many schools were closed for so much of the year? Well, we're going to see a little video about the work of Scripture Union in schools and how they have continued.
Hi, my name is Sarah and I'm the E3 East Belfast Schools Worker. This year I've been asked the question again and again, Sarah, how on earth are you doing schools work whenever you can't actually get into schools? This year there have been more challenges than ever as we continue our mission to share God's good news across our schools in East Belfast. But this year, more than ever, we have so much to celebrate. God has been moving in wonderful ways across East Belfast, and more schools than ever have been open to us, maybe not in person, but through our online resources. We started the year thinking about how we can empower local churches to step into schools and share God's good news. And so we created a series of 8 assemblies on the unchangeable I Am. It was incredible to see 7 local churches partner with us as we produced these assembly series, and as we sent them out to our primary schools, the response was incredible.
Hello, my name is Catherine, and as the E3 East Belfast intern this year, one of the first projects that I was able to get involved in were the filming of some mental health assemblies for post-primary schools, in which we partnered along with 2 local churches and also with Made for More.
Here in East Belfast, we have some incredible school staff, from teachers to dinner ladies to caretakers to principals. They've all been doing an incredible job this year. And we wanted to find a way of standing with them and encouraging them. And we wanted to empower the local church to do the same. And so we planned the Big School Run. So for a week in November, we ran to every primary and special school right across East Belfast. As we ran to each school, we had pupils cheering us on. We had opportunities to pray with teachers. And at every school, we paused to pray for each school specifically. It was an incredible week, and it was amazing to see the church coming together to do exactly the same.
At the end of 2020, our focus shifted to online RE lessons produced by the whole schools team. And these were for post-primary, primary and special school RE lessons to share the truth and the hope of the Christmas story. With such a great uptake on these lessons, we then looked towards making Easter lessons.
One of my most favourite projects to get involved with this year has to be the Fifth Pump 5 lesson, a set of five PCH2 RE lessons looking at five ways to a healthy mind and also exploring the life of Jesus and his disciples. It's been incredible to be able to speak into this area and to share the hope and the truth of Jesus at such a time as this. It's been incredible to see the local church coming together with the same heart and mission to see God's good news known across our schools. This couldn't be clearer in the outworking of our It's Your Move P7 lessons this year. It's a set of three lessons preparing P7s for the changes, the choices, and the challenges that they will face. And this year, more than ever, it's been incredible to get back into the classroom to share these lessons with the pupils. We've been able to share in 19 schools, whether it's in person or online. And quite simply, it just wouldn't be possible without the 12 churches that have partnered with us to see this happen. We finished this year with much thankfulness to a God who's able to do immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine.
So as we celebrate the good news that has been shared in schools right across East Belfast, we're going to stand now to affirm our God and our belief in him as the God and Father of us all. We stand for the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Our special collect prayer for today, the fourth Sunday after Trinity, a prayer that asks God to be the guide of our lives. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we finally lose not the things eternal. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things, guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray that your Holy Spirit may so guide and govern us that in all the cares and occupations of our daily life, we may never forget your presence, but may remember that we are always walking in your sight, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. And so as we think about bringing our gifts into God's service, that's the theme of our next hymn, which we're going to sing together, "The Wise May Bring Their Learning." If you'd like to be seated.
Good morning. It's very, very nice to be here, and thank you very much for having me. I'm not going to hide or play it cool. I'm not going to pretend that I'm not genuinely excited to be here and happy to be spending time with you, and I'm looking forward to my time with you in the future. But today is a very special day because it's a prize giving, and it's a chance to celebrate all the things that the Sunday school leaders and the teachers have been able to do over lockdown. And I thought, you know what? I think I fancy a prize giving as well. So before we start, if you just give me a wee moment, I'm going to have my own wee prize giving. So, Andy Hay, yes, I am awarding you some sweets on the occasion of liking sweets and having a bit of spare pocket money to buy some sweets. Thank you very much. That was a bit undignified, wasn't it? I think maybe I could have done a wee bit better. When I said it out loud, it just sounded a wee bit silly and a wee bit greedy, and I maybe need to go back to the drawing board, even though I do like sweets, and I like getting things. Earlier we read in the Bible, and it was a part of a letter from a man called Paul, who was writing to people in a church in a country, in another country, from where he was. And in the letter, he spoke about having things that belong to you, people who have things, people who don't have things. And he said, make it fair and share. He said, remember that Jesus had everything. He was the richest person in the entire universe. He was God. And yet, what Jesus did was give it all up. He became a baby. He grew up in a place where people didn't have all the great things. They didn't have enough food. They didn't have a lot of money. And what Jesus did was shared himself with them. When they were hungry, he fed them. When they were unwell, he shared his love and he healed them. And then he trained up his friends to do the same. And those friends became the church, like us. And Jesus was also really, really wealthy and rich when it comes to love. Because, again, he was God. And he shared his love with the people that he met. And although this sounds strange, all this happened 2,000 years ago. Those people who he met and shared his love with are still experiencing and feeling and living in his love now in a way that we don't fully understand, but one day we will. So people who met Jesus and knew Jesus, they experienced and felt the safety of his good love. Now, not everyone felt the same way. There was a lot of very wealthy and greedy people. They're not always the same thing, but there was a lot of greedy people who heard his message and decided, no, I don't think this fairness, I don't think this sharing is something I want to do. And Jesus' message actually made them very cross and got them very upset. So, in the words we read from the Bible today, Paul said, the aim is to make it fair and share. And the aim is for the people who have a lot of things not to have too much, and the people who don't have a lot not to have too little. And so the idea of me standing here and awarding myself lots of sweets, it goes against what we read this morning. Here's a story. Marcus and Mary were twins. And that meant they were born on the same day. It meant they had their birthday on the same day. And I think that sounds amazing. But they hated it. They fought and they argued all the time. Whenever it was their birthday, one would say, oh, my present's going to be better than yours. And the other one would say, no, my present's going to be better. My present's going to be more expensive. And the other one said, no, my present's going to be, it's going to show that parents love me more than they love you. It was bitter. They really, really kept arguing. Until one year, Mom and Dad said, that's enough. Sit down and, and by the way, is found in all the best parenting books. It's good. And they gave Mary her present, and it was a laptop. And she opened it up, and she said, oh, this is genuinely a good present. This is good. I like this. And Marcus said, my laptop is going to be so much better than yours. And they turned to Marcus, and they gave him a smaller box, and he opened it up. And it was a plug. And he looked at it, and he said, what, a plug? And he was furious. He stormed off to his room, and he said, this is so unfair. And Mary, with her laptop, said, this is so great. And she went off to her room. She stayed there for a few minutes, and then she came back, and she said, Mom, Dad, my laptop has no charge. It's just dead. And Marcus straight away was down, and he said, I've got the charger. I thought this was just a plug. It's the charger. And they looked at each other. And they started to argue again. And then they realized that if they were going to have a whole present, if they were going to experience a proper birthday, they were going to have to come together. She wasn't going to be able to use a laptop without any power. And the plug was absolutely useless to him without something to charge. The day ended with them not stopping arguing altogether, but they realized that this was a shared present. And the only way to have it complete and whole was to make it fair and share. But sharing is hard. And it's something that we have to learn. Tablets and or laptops and sweets aside, it's something as a country we have to think about. I stand before you today as someone who hasn't knowingly had COVID. I don't think it's something I've had. It's not something that's touched me. I had my second jab 2 weeks ago. And in our country, we argue about which type of jab is better. Do you want Pfizer? Do you want the other one that I can't say properly? I got the other one that I can't say properly. As long as the doctor can do it, that's fine. But in some parts of the world, they're not going to get any of those medicines. And they're going to have to take their chances with no jabs. And in those parts of the world, COVID is going to stay, is going to visit them for longer, is going to change, and there's a chance it will come back to us in a different way. And if we are going to experience being human and being the children of God in a fair way, I think we're going to have a conversation about how we're going to do this, how we're going to come together, make it fair, and share. And the way we do this, and the way we talk about it, will be an example to the younger people in our pews today. In St. Finian's, you're natural sharers. You are natural carers. You have an instinct, I think, for people who need to have the love of God shown to them. You've been sharing your services with people online over COVID. You've even found a way of sharing your services with people who don't have access to the internet. So there are people listening just now through their telephones. Hello, telephone people. I don't know of other churches that are doing that around here, and that's very, very good. You have a buddy system, and you've had a buddy system in place so that, where possible, people wouldn't be left alone during the lockdowns. And you've been determined to run Sunday school in a way that is meaningful for the children, and you've worked very, very hard on that. My family experienced the care of St. Finian's years ago, way before placements or me coming here. When our second daughter was born, Jackie, my wife, she found your Mums and Tots, and she found it a calm place and a very caring place during what was actually quite a hard time. And that was over 10 years ago. And even now, there'll be people from St. Finian's that will say hello to her in the street and just smile at her. And you might think that Mums and Tots and saying hello in the street is such a simple and mundane thing, but you should know that it has far-reaching consequences. And even before the idea of coming here came up as a family, Jackie knew St. Finian's as a place that was a good and loving place to go. And am I flattering you? Yes, I am. Of course I am. I'm the new boy, but it's not my first rodeo. I'm going to flatter you a bit. But everything I'm saying, I think, is true and comes from the heart. And Paul's letter would have a lot to say to St. Finian's. And one of the things would be, well done. Now keep using your imagination and push out into the community in ways of love, in words of love, and in actions of love. Now, that pathetic prize giving that I gave myself at the beginning, let's take it on from there. I think I said I could do better. I don't think it would be right for me just to buy myself sweets, take them all home, and leave it at that. For the children and young people who are here today, I'm sorry, it has to be limited slightly. At the back, there's a table of sweets, and you can take two little bags of Haribo and a packet of, I would have called them Chew-Its, that's a bit older, isn't it? I think they're Tutti Frutti. Take some sweets, take them home, and enjoy them. And I think it would be better for me to share with you rather than keeping it all to myself. To the older children here and the young people here, you know who you are. I might put an idea into your head. No parent is going to pressure you or say anything to you about it, but you're going to go home today with something from the Sunday school, and you're going to go home with some sweets. Think about the sweets. It might be that there's somebody in school, at home, or in your street that you can share them with. And as you go home with two things, you might think, well, do you know what? I think I can make things a wee bit more equal and share this with somebody I know. No one's going to force you. In fact, nothing else is going to be said about it. That's just for you. In St. Finian's here, may God be with you as you continue to share and look to make things fair in the community. And may God give us the imagination and the will to share his message and his actions of love. And as we share these things with everyone around us, and maybe we can even ask God to show us how to share his love with new people, people that God knows and loves very much, but maybe we haven't met yet. So with these things in mind, let's have a time of prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for the way in which the whole world is dealing with sickness and COVID. May the countries that have lots of medicines not have too much, and may the countries that have no medicines be able to grow so they have not too little. May the leaders of the world bow down to your rules and make it fair by sharing. May the leaders be kind as well as strong, and wise as well as influential. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for this country. May the government in Westminster lead by good example. May they see that real love is a safe love that is for the good of their people, and that the good of their people must come first. Protect our leaders and uphold them, and may they come to know your will as well as their own. May our leaders in Stormont learn from you in the same way. May they see that their every word and action has a ripple effect of influence and consequence. Soften their hearts and guide them in the way of love and service. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Thank you for this church in the parish of St. Finian's. Thank you for the message and hope instilled in them and in which they share, and which they share with the community. Continue to make this place a place of calm and healing among frightened and lonely people. We pray for those who have not heard the message of your saving love in this parish. Help us tell them. We pray for the hungry in this parish. Help us feed them. We pray for the lonely in this parish. May we find them and love them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Heavenly Father, you used Jesus to teach us how to pray. We'll share those words together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Well, on all our behalf, I want to say a very big word of thank you to Andy for sharing with us a very challenging message as well as a really encouraging message this morning. And as he said, I think the past 16 months have been a time unlike most of us can ever remember. And so today in our service, what we wanted to do was really to acknowledge and to thank all our Sunday school pupils for all their efforts and all their participation while doing lessons at home, prepared by the diocese, or sometimes over Zoom, prepared by our teachers and presented by our teachers. So we want to say thank you to all our Sunday school for staying together, for following on in your journey of faith. And we also want to say at this point a word of thanks to our Messy Church team, who made their resources available online to our children. And if you haven't checked those resources out before, there are some great lessons and activities on the website for you to enjoy, maybe especially over the summer holidays. There's lots of interesting things to do there. But I want to say a special thank you to our two Sunday schools who became one in the past 16 months. And thank you especially to our teachers, because they've worked so hard and kept our young people together in very challenging times. So I want to say thank you to Alison and to Julie, to Linda and to Lisa and Philip and Dawn and Tabitha and Jenna. Some of our teachers have stepped back through personal circumstances and work commitments over the course of this time, but we are so grateful as a church to the whole team. And I wonder if we could show our appreciation for all that they have done, please. And in applauding our Sunday school pupils, I wonder if we could say that special word of thanks to them. I think our Sunday school pupils have been amazing to keep at it and to keep going and to try to stay strong and to grow in their faith. I know that older ones have stayed around and encouraged younger ones, and everyone has really tried to help to make the whole system work. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to invite Andy in a moment just to read out the list of those who've been attending Sunday school over the past 16 months, and then we're going to applaud them. And then to stay COVID safe and to avoid crossing and all the things we're not supposed to do, I'm going to bring your prize to you in your pew, and I hope that you'll be able to choose something that you like with it. We're conscious too that there are some younger children who haven't started Sunday school yet, and we want to say welcome to those. It's lovely to hear them with us this morning. We're looking forward to them becoming part of our Sunday school community, but we do want to say a big well done to all our pupils, and thank you so much to all our teachers who have worked so hard to keep going over these past 16 months. So I'm going to invite Andy to read out that list of names, then we're going to applaud all our prize winners, and then I'm going to present the prizes in the pews.
So the names are Oliver Young, Robin Young, Jack Carty, Ella Carty, Connor Pierce, Matthew Kidd, Lewis Robinson, Harry Robinson, Catherine Campbell, Lara Crawford, and Anna Crawford.
And I know some of our pupils are not able to be with us today, and as they say, some of our younger members of the parish are here, and we do hope that they too will be able to become members of the Sunday school as they grow up in the life of faith. But let's show our appreciation and recognition of all the hard work they've done over this past year and a half or so. So as we think about those gifts and the importance of sharing what we have, that's the theme of our next hymn that we're going to sing together, Just As I Am, Young, Strong, and Free.
Thank you.
We bow our heads for God's blessing. May God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Thank you so much to everybody who has joined us this morning, either here in the building or at home. We have loved having you with us to worship together. Thank you also to Andy for his message to us today, and we look forward to him and his family joining us in September. And as our service draws to a close, there will be the opportunity, if you wish to speak to Andy, he'll be out on the lawn after the end of the service. And our closing hymn today is the hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be.